I started drinking when I was 12 years old, and I wouldn't have come here if I knew that, right? I wouldn't have come. I'm sorry, I keep saying here, so let's just say the west coast of the United States. How about that? Right? And so I was going to try and be like her, right? She was Greek Orthodox. She went to church. She didn't drink. And I lasted about 29 days, and I was crispy dry. Crispy. And I think someone said toast. Like, that was, you know. And so what I needed to do is I took her up to Hollywood and drank fuzzy navels. You know what those are? They're really not a drink that you can drink a lot of without throwing up. And I threw up a lot when I was drinking because it was like kind of cleared your system so you could keep drinking. Right? And, you know, today when I throw up, I need my mommy. And so I got drunk, and she screamed the whole way, driving home. I was driving home, because how do you get home? How do you get to the bar? How do you get home from the bar? You drive, right? At least I did. And she screamed the whole way home from L.A. to Long Beach, just screaming about my driving. I was like, shut up, I'm doing great. You know, I've got one hand on the wheel, trying to get that double vision out of there. And then the next day I went out and I got a job in a bar, right? Because this was, you know, I'm not doing this. I can't do this. And I was a waitress, and then I became a bartender, and we had a scam going on at the bar, and I was making a lot of money with the scam, and it was one of the amends I had to make. And they were out of business. And so my sponsor said, I was like, phew, dodged that bullet. And she said what I had to do was I had to, anytime someone asked me for money, I had to give it to them.
Yeah, two.
I'll drop it, not on purpose, like that. I'm done. Out, and I'm out. Because I had to be around bars. I had to be around alcohol. And they wanted us in tune with the customer. So we were allowed two drinks. And you know, if you drink like I do, there's no such thing as two drinks. Just, you know, isn't. The whole, you know, in the big book where it talks about go out and try it again, I could go out and do it and to have one drink and go home, but not two. Not, it was on. That second drink, and it was on, and I had no idea how many drinks I was going to have. I was a blackout drinker from the beginning, and I just kind of, like, survey the crowd and see if someone might take care of me as I blacked out. Right, because I never knew where I was going to end up with, who I was going to introduce myself in the morning in my bed, where my car was, because like I said, you got to get around, right? And you know, by the time I got, so that was, I came out in January of '87. And when I came out, I have a funny experience. I just put it together. When I was driving through Texas, I grew up as a Catholic, Irish Catholic from Boston, right? And I think they produce other religions there, but I don't know about that. And, but there was, I don't know why it happened, but it was my first spiritual experience, and we were driving through. I drove here with my brother. I drove to California with my brother, and I would hang, you know, we were trying to do it in 5 days, so he'd just stop midday, get me a six-pack, put me in the passenger seat, and we'd keep going. And driving through Texas, and Texas just goes on forever. It's just like a straight, flat, just straight and flat, and there's nothing. I needed more than a six-pack for that one, for that state. And see, you know, we don't know. We don't know when we're going to have a spiritual experience, what's going to do it, right? And somewhere in that ride, that I knew that there was a God for me. That there was a God for me, because I grew up I grew up in the Catholic Church. They were still